Hey there, and welcome to King Crush Thursday. This is the place where we're redefining the stories we hear about Black men, one amazing guest at a time. In each episode, we ask the same six questions, but trust me, no two answers are ever alike. Each conversation opens up a whole new world of experiences and insights. So grab your headphones and get ready to join us on this exciting journey. Let's dive right in with your host, Val Gay.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of King Crush Thursdays, the series where we highlight and uplift Black men, because frankly, not too many people are doing it. My name is Val Gay, and I'm super excited to bring to you this king today. He is an award-winning multimedia producer and a photographer. He's based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and his name is Mr. Cameron Mitchell. Hi, Cam.
How you doing, Ms. Val?
Good, thank you. It's so good to see you, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm so glad you were nominated for this, that we just met each other, and I'm just really thrilled to have a conversation with you. As Cam, as we talked about, we are building a repository of six questions, and we're on our way to 100 answers by 100 Black men. And I'm super excited about that, because ultimately the goal is for a young king who may or may not have positive Black male role models in his life to be able to come to this repository and see the same six questions answered by 100 different Black men and hopefully find guidance in that. And then for the rest of us who are neither male or even Black, that we can get a glimpse into this amazing body of people who are often myopically seen through a tiny little stereotypical lens. And I want to widen that lens and expose people to the myriad of Black men that I know exist and that are in my life. And so I'm so glad that you are part of this this repository, a part of this conversation, shifting the narrative. And with that, I want to get started with the first question, which is, what does manhood mean to you?
That's a very broad question. Most people would say manhood is just taking care of, you know, your family and whatnot, but it's a lot of cats out there who take care of their family who are horrible human beings. So I would say, I guess manhood would be not only taking care of your family, but taking care of yourself, helping your community, helping grow your community to cultivate the next generation to do and be better so that they don't make the mistakes that, you know, you or your generation might have made coming up.
Yes, that's awesome. Excellent. Thank you so much. So Cam, who and or what is important to you?
Who or what is important to me? First of all, I'll say God is at the forefront of my life. If I didn't have him, then I wouldn't have anything else that I have. Secondly, my family and my friends play a huge role in my life. And thirdly, I have a wonderful girlfriend who supports me in all my endeavors, who not only pours into me, but allows me to pour into her.
How beautiful. That's awesome. Excellent. So Cam, how do you want us to see you?
That's a very interesting question, because as a photographer, I'm not used to being seen. I'm normally the one behind the camera. But I guess if I had to come up with an answer, I just want to be seen as somebody who, capture the best version of people, make them feel like they're their best selves.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Cam, what is your epic dream?
My epic dream would be to... Oh, that's good. My epic dream would be to be doing something that I love. Being paid to do something that I love, being paid to travel the world doing something that I love, and to make enough money, not necessarily to be rich, but to live comfortably enough to where my friends and family would, you know, want for nothing. If anybody get into a jam, I was like, yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it. Or my girlfriend wants to go on a trip someplace. All right, babe, pack your bags. We good to go. In a way, I'm kind of sort of living that now. I'm still growing as an individual, but I'm on the road to getting there.
That's beautiful. Excellent. Excellent. So Kim, you've been answering this question all along implicitly, but I'm going to ask you explicitly, Cameron Mitchell, who are you?
I am a friend. I am a brother. I'm a son. I am a boyfriend. I am a Morehouse man. I am an ATLian. I am a Black man. I am a photographer. I am occasionally annoying. I am reliable, dependable. I'm a good time. I'll put it like that. If I had to sum it up, I'm a good time.
That's awesome. Excellent. Excellent. Well, here we are already at question 6, which is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't, or you wanted me to ask you that I didn't? In other words, what did I miss?
I would say, why did I get into what I do for a living?
Okay, and, Kim.
My grandfather was a photographer as a hobby. My uncle happens to be a photographer for the mayor and the Chicago Tribune. And I've seen so many random historical moments that they just captured, either just being in the right place at the right time or through their jobs. And I guess it inspired me to, I guess, want to necessarily document, the going on of my life. And it just so happens that I have managed to do that on a historical basis. Some of the photos that I have taken have wound up in my school's archives. Some of the photos that I've taken have wound up in on national news and national history museums. It's just interesting. I never thought, something that I was doing as a hobby would wind up landing me in some of the rooms with some of the people that I have met. Like, I've met the last 3 sitting presidents before, just based off of my work.
Wow, that's really amazing. And what a testament to all the parents out there too, to foster passion in your young people, and that sometimes the passion and the talent will open doors for them that other things won't. And so that's really wonderful. I'm so happy for you that you actually get to live your epic dream and, get to do what you love. That started out as a hobby is really beautiful. And I'm so grateful that you were nominated for this. Shout out to Zamira. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you have contributed to this repository, this conversation. And as a young Black man, I just honor you, my king. And I just pray
that
God. Absolutely. And I pray that God will continue to deepen you, to enlarge you, like that you go deep and wide and high, and that that your epic dream will continue to come true over and over and over again, and that you will continue to make an impact into this world. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. And thank you for joining us. I hope that you were as inspired as I was. And I hope that you will stay tuned next week for another amazing king. And if there is a Black man in your life that you want to see highlighted in this forum, please click the link below in my bio or up in my bio, and we will fill out the nomination form and we'll take it from there. Now, I said that we're on our way to 100 and we're over the 50 mark. So soon, the opportunity will be gone. So please act now, because again, we're changing the narrative and we're looking at successful Black men. And what I define success is not by what someone does for a living, but the content of their character and the impact that they make in others' lives, be it their nuclear family or the community writ large and everything in between. So, in the meantime, I look forward to seeing you next week. And in the meantime, please remember to spread love and have a great day. Thanks so much. And thank you so much, Cameron. That was really awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for having me.
King Crush Thursday is produced by Val Gay for Ithan & Lloyd, LLC. Copyright 2024. Check out the video of this interview on youtube.com/Val Gay. And while you're there, like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Also grab your King Crush Thursday limited edition merch at kingcrushthursday.com. Bye!